And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
Hey, good Tuesday evening, and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert Thanksgiving Special. I'm Dave Slade, The Cradle.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Hey, Mark, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving's already here and we're into the holiday season. Where did the summer go?
Good question. I've heard a lot of people asking
time,
that.
Time has really flown. And you know, this
the
is
second
our
question, though, is how long's the winter going to be?
Yeah. As long as the good Lord wants it.
Exactly.
I believe this is our 22nd show, if you can believe that.
22nd.
And something different about tonight's show, Mark, and that's completely different because we're doing the show from the beautiful atrium lobby here at St. Mary's Hospital. And St. Mary's Hospital is the home for WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio. We were invited to do this remote from the lobby so we could interact with some of our listeners and colleagues here at the hospital and find out from them just what and who they're thankful for. So I'm going to start off, however, telling you that we are thankful for our ability to take an active role in the new evangelization as called for by St. John Paul II. By the prompting of the Holy Spirit, many good people got together and took on the endeavor of bringing Catholic radio to Decatur and Central Illinois. And with the generosity of St. Mary's Hospital, we found a home and a partner.
And our listeners.
Yeah. We're thankful that the WDCR Board of Directors has seen fit to allow us to buy equipment, to let us produce and broadcast The Cradle and the Convert, and now even to produce and broadcast from remote locations like right here in the lobby of St. Mary's. The purchase of this equipment allows us to bring local shows to the air because of the generosity of you, our listening audience. And we are totally listener-supported. And this is the fruit of you, our listeners' prayers and donations. Mark, what are you thankful for?
Well, that's an easy question, Dave. I am thankful for my faith. It may sound like a patent statement, but that's not true. I am extremely grateful for my faith. It has brought me everything. Faith in God has all good things come from God, and that includes you, my cradle partner here for my convert annex.
Well, thank you.
It includes all the board for WDCR, the St. Mary's Hospital, and all the wonderful people that work here, my beautiful family, my loving family, and my grandchildren, just everything I look for and around at, I'm thankful that we've got it. And I know that all comes from God, and I'm happy about that.
Well, we're blessed. There's no doubt about that. We also want to thank Relevant Radio for their support and the quality of programming that they provide us. We have a lot to be thankful for here at Decatur Catholic Radio, and by the grace of God, we'll be here for years to come. Now,
both of us?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you knew something I didn't. Nobody's up my contract
I have a
for
feeling
another
our,
year or anything.
Our ratings had dropped by half. The show was just called The Cradle or The Convert, so
that's probably a good bet.
Now, we've invited listeners to stop by and visit with us this morning here at the lobby and tell us what they're thankful for. So let's go to Mark and see who he's with.
I am with the beautiful and talented, eloquent Miss Amy Wagner.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Step on over here and tell me what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for my two wonderful children who have hardly given me a lick of trouble.
Wow.
which I don't deserve. my husband, who is now safe in an office.
Yeah.
Good for Jerry.
Yes, indeed.
And my family.
Yeah. Good family.
Good family. Large family.
Yeah. The Delahunty family, ladies and gentlemen. And the Wagners on the other side.
Yes.
Two good families. Two good Catholic families.
That's right. A lot to be thankful for.
That's right. Well, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Now, you're doing the car shuttle thing out here. What do they call it?
Valet.
The valet thing. Well, that's wonderful. And you've been doing that for a long time.
8 years.
Yeah. Every time I got an ailment or an illness or something, you're standing there at the front door shaking your head watching
yes.
me cripple in. Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Mark, right behind you, I've got Sister Rita Mary that's
sure
going to tell us what she's thankful for.
I just
for.
Celebrated Mass with her this morning. At,
I didn't know you
family.
Could celebrate Mass.
Well, it
close.
Was kind of a,
he's
yeah.
pretty close.
He was there to help celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually on the altar one time. Good morning, Sister. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm very well. Thank you.
But now, tell us what you do here at the hospital.
I am a patient advocate in the emergency department, and okay. I'm also
a health advocate, which means I work with the Illinois General Assembly around a legislation that affects health care.
Oh, great.
Yes.
This is a valuable person to know.
You betcha.
Sister, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, first of all, I'm thankful for my faith and for our Holy Father Francis, I think, who has captivated our world in such a wonderful, warm way. And I'm grateful for my parents and my family, who I'm from a large Irish Catholic family, and they have just been wonderful throughout my lifetime. I'm grateful for my religious community. They sustain and encourage and put up with me, I guess, at times.
Oh, that wouldn't be
and,
very hard.
I'm just grateful for, I think, also that I have the opportunity to work at St. Mary's Hospital and to share in this wonderful ministry. That St. Mary's is such a great place, and I'm just grateful and proud to be a part of it.
This is so beautiful. I mean, we're in front of the waterfall and this atrium here in the lobby. It's such a beautiful place. I mean, it's so welcoming for a hospital.
It uplifts everyone's spirits, and when you're coming into a hospital, sometimes you're anxious or worried, and you walk into this gorgeous lobby, you see our core values. It's very obvious that we are faith-based, and it just elevates your spirits.
It sure does. It sure does. Well, thank you, Sister.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming by. It's good to see you, and I'll see you in Mass this week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Sister.
Thank you, Sister.
Hey, Dave, look who I've got here, Sister Anna Peary, who works with Father Nick here at St. Mary's. Sister, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
You know, there's so many things to be thankful for. The fact that I'm standing here alive and breathing, that's one thing to be thankful for. And you know, there are miracles all around us. Every day, I'm able to get up, to be on my feet, and to have the food that I need, even driving from point A to point B. I don't take that for granted. It's something to be grateful for every evening I get home to say, nothing happened to me today.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for my parents who are far away in Zambia.
I was going to ask where they're at, Zambia.
So I'm very thankful for everyone and all the friends, all the people that support me on my journey, on my spiritual journey, as well as on what I need in my everyday life.
Great.
So I can't count all the good things that have happened throughout the year.
How beautiful.
And we're thankful to have the sisters here
at
the hospital.
Yes, we are.
That's for sure. So happy Thanksgiving, sister.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Good morning, Robin Crow. How are you? Don't try and walk away from me.
I'm doing just fine.
What are you doing here today?
I'm just getting some blood tests.
Oh, you are? Well, yep. Good for you. I'm not getting poked today. But
now you got us into a HIPAA violation, Mark.
No. I'm talking to Robin Crow, the former CEO. He's retired now. That's the reason he's a former of Webster Cantrell Hall. And, Robin, what we're doing today, we're part of the Cradle and Convert show that's on WDCR on Tuesday nights at 6 and at 10 p.m. We're stopping people as they come through here and asking what they're thankful for this Thanksgiving. And I know retirement's got to be top of your list.
Top of my list is being retired and really enjoy it. And then after that's my grandkids.
Oh, yeah. I understand the grandkids thing. I'm a much better grandpa than I was a father.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun, too.
Well, we're not responsible for how they turn out,
that's
so we can
right.
do all those things. Hey, it's great seeing you, Robin.
Thanks for spending
some time with us.
Okay.
Step right up to that microphone and tell Mark what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have no stranger here to Radio Land. Mr. Orv Graham, who spent eons and eons and still gets on the air, even in his, quote, retirement, unquote. But, Orv, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, did I tell you, Mark, that I'm on life support?
No. No cords. I didn't know they did it that way.
You know, when you think of life support, you think of a hospital, and you think of all the equipment and the doctors.
Yeah.
And well, think of it from a different perspective. I'm on my way back to get a cup of coffee.
Oh, boy.
And when you think about that in a broader term, everything around us.
Well, it is.
Supports our life, and it's all provided by the good Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
Hey, Orv, didn't you used to, on TNT, didn't you used to tell a joke about a cue ball? Could we get that one for posterity?
Yeah, let's just hear that.
Did I ever tell you about the scientist? You know, I told this story time and time again, and each time I told it as though I had never told it before, you know. Did I ever tell you the story about the scientist who invented a potion to grow hair?
No.
You know, it was so strong it would grow hair in a billiard ball, it would.
No.
Yeah, it didn't work, though. It slowed the game down too much.
That would probably owe him a royalty. Thanks, Orv.
Bada-bing.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Orv. Great seeing you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the CEO, the president of the board of Decatur Catholic Radio here, Mr. James Comerford. Jim, tell us what you're thankful for Thanksgiving.
This Thanksgiving, I've got so much to be thankful for, it's kind of hard to figure it all out. But first of all, I'm thankful for my family, my great wife and kids and granddaughter. I'm also thankful for good health. Mm-hmm. And I'm also thankful for all the support of all the WDCR listeners that have supported this apostolate. It's been a great ride so far, and you've all been great, very supportive of what we're doing, and I certainly appreciate that, and I'm thankful for that as well. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We just need to thank God for everything he's given us, and that's what I hope to do on this Thanksgiving.
Sounds wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mark,
thanks,
you got
Jim.
A line lining up behind you there. Who are you going to talk to next? We got
a whole lobby full of people.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Somebody actually wants to talk to us, especially me.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Step up and tell us what you do here at St. Mary's.
Oh, I am the manager of behavioral health.
Really? Okay. Dave needs to talk to you later, but why don't you start off? Tell us what you're wishing for or thankful for this Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for time with family and appreciation for being able to have my health and get up each day and be able to serve our mission here at St. Mary's.
Wonderful. That's incredible. I can't think of anything better to be thankful for.
No, I mean, being able to get up and do what we love to do every day is a gift.
Yeah.
And it's nice, Tom, that we help people. You know, you actually are able to help people struggle through problems. And that I'll tell you, there's a lot of people thankful for that. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. And be able to serve that in our mission is something I'm always grateful for.
Absolutely.
All
well,
right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
stopping.
Who you got next over there, Mark?
Well, let me see.
I see Mr. Dan Perryman.
There's Dan Perryman
right
there.
Let's get the CEO of St. Mary's over here. Dan, come on over.
Nope.
Dan's pointing everybody
well,
else
I
over.
Heard we got an employee knocking the CEO out of the way coming over here. Teresa, tell us what you do here at St. Mary's.
I'm the director of maternal child.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, lots of babies.
We're actually, mentally, we're both at the child range, but we look like adults. We're few years past that. Tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, Teresa.
I'm thankful for many, many things. Family, of course, and the health. Can't do any better than being around family at this time. It's absolutely awesome. I'm also very thankful for living in the country that we do live in and all those that have put their lives on the line for us and sacrificed for us.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. So I'm thankful for them every day.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by today and talking
Absolutely.
To us. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mark, who are you going to get next All over right. there?
The hooks.
Here she comes.
The hooks in. Jennifer.
Jennifer's here.
Jennifer, tell us what you do here at St. Mary's.
I am the manager of patient experience.
Really?
Yes.
Well, all right then. What all does that entail?
It entails making sure we provide the best experience for the patients who come here.
Oh, okay, great. Well, quality control, basically.
Absolutely.
Customer satisfaction.
Absolutely.
We like that.
Public relations.
I'm thankful for that, since this is my hospital of choice.
Mine too.
Jennifer, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
I am thankful for my husband. We've been married for about 21 years, a little over, and I am thankful for my four beautiful children.
Wow. Now you can't beat that.
No, no. I've seen a theme develop here. People are very thankful to have
yes.
have their families around
Absolutely.
Them this time of year.
And their children.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, their children
one.
Are part of the family.
Thanks, Jennifer,
Thank
so
you.
Much for coming down. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank well.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay.
And now, stepping up to Mark's realm is...
Miss Keys. Excuse me.
Barbie.
Oh, Barbie. Barbie, tell us
Welcome.
What you, welcome, Barbie. Tell us what you do at St. Mary's.
I'm a clinical facilitator on the behavioral health unit.
Oh, okay. Well, we just talked with
them. Yeah, we just talked to Tom over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we sure did. And mm-hmm. he was telling us, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm thankful for being an American citizen. I'm thankful for my freedom every day. I'm thankful for my health every day. I'm thankful that I get to work in a Christian-run facility.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. Well, good for you. Thanks for coming down,
Thank
Barbie,
you.
And you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Now
here comes Miss Eye Roller. What was that all about? Because you had to come over here close to me.
She's thankful they
yeah,
made her come over
nervous.
Here.
Oh, you're a little nervous? Okay, Erica. Well, here's what we're after. We want to find out what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, a whole bunch. Well,
cut loose, girl.
Okay, so family, friends, the opportunities I've had here at St. Mary's. Where to end? I mean, there's my
parents.
What do you
do here at St. Mary's?
I'm the manager of the ARC unit.
Oh, all right. Mm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a staff, 40 staff. I'm very thankful for them. They're wonderful, big team players up on the ARC unit,
wow.
which is a plus.
Yeah.
So we all get along great.
What is the ARC unit?
We're the advanced rehab unit.
There we go. Okay.
So we specialize in physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy,
great.
24-hour nursing care.
Well, doggone.
Yeah.
And how long you been with us?
I've been here about a little bit over 4 years.
Oh, great. Super.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right.
Still new.
Yeah.
Still new.
Yeah. Still learning.
Still learning.
That's
not
good.
A day go by that
well,
I don't learn something.
We all learn something new every day.
That's right. We should.
Well, thanks so much for coming by
You're
and
welcome.
Talking to us. We appreciate it. And you have a great Thanksgiving. All right. Oh, Jacob. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Why don't you give us a hint of what you're thankful? Tell us, first of all, what you do here at St. Mary's.
I'm Jake Herodas, the Director of Operations here at St. Mary's.
Okay. Let me get my top button.
Is that like the Chief Surgeon,
yeah,
Director
I think
of Operations?
So. Yeah, something, yeah.
No, none of my surgery. You don't want me in a near patient
don't
at
want us
all.
Doing that
no,
for you.
Uh-uh.
Jacob, please tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thankful for my family, friends, and for all the fun that we have here at the hospital.
Yeah. It's a fun place.
It
now,
is.
Now, we never
place.
Have fun doing our show.
No, no.
No chuckles.
It's
no
very
laughs,
dreary and boring.
No mess.
That's
ups.
Why we came up here to the lobby.
Yeah.
So we get some light.
Yeah, so we can
Jake,
get some other
have you been
people
down
involved.
To our studio
You
down
probably
there?
Should market a little bit better.
Have you been down to our studio? You should
I thought
stop
this
in.
Was our studio. We asked for more space.
Yeah, very nice studio.
Today,
I have
we?
Been
yeah.
down to your studio.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think he has, yeah.
Did we get what he was thankful for?
Yeah. He started right off and told us.
Oh.
See,
okay.
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna say, but
see, Mark, there's too many distractions in the lobby for me. I'm just
yep, yep.
floating away out here.
The ADD cradle here. He's wandering all over the place while I'm trying to. Jacob, thanks a lot,
Thank
buddy,
you.
For coming by.
Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving
Happy
to you and your family.
All right, here comes the big guy.
This is the big guy now.
A previous guest, our very first guest on the show.
That's right. Yes, it was.
CEO
it
and president, was. Mr. Dan Perryman.
It was, in fact. Dan, so great to see you again.
Good to see you.
And we appreciate you getting this brand new studio. This is beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, we said
bad.
We'd like to have bigger corners, and I never dreamed you would do this for us. I mean, we got two waterfalls in here and
piano.
People.
Piano.
An audience. Yeah, yeah. A piano. And Dave's going to play a little bit before the
yeah.
end of the show. But tell us what you're thankful for, Dan.
All right. Well, I'm thankful for a lot of stuff. Thankful for God. Mm-hmm. Thankful for my family. I have three children. Very happy. They're doing great in life. Happy to be here at St. Mary's. Absolutely been here almost a couple years. So thankful for you guys. Thankful for all our staff and all our patients. And just we have a lot to be happy for.
We sure do.
Well, you know, we're thankful. We're considered colleagues here at
yes,
the hospital. You know,
absolutely.
We feel like we're a part of this family, and that's a really good thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't have to be laying up in a bed with tubes in me to feel that way.
Right, right.
Usually I am
yeah.
part of the family.
We'll pay attention to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm vertical
regardless.
Today, so I'm in good
yeah.
shape. Dan, thanks so much for
Thank
stopping
you.
By
Great.
And taking time out.
Good
seeing Here we have another taker who wants to come tell us what she's
I
thankful
do.
For. Denise, tell us what you do for St. Mary's.
I'm the Director of People Services, otherwise known as Director of Human Resources.
Oh, Human Resources. I spent 8 years in there before I retired. Not here at the hospital, but for the city of Decatur.
Yes.
Tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, Denise.
I'm very thankful that I get to live out my personal mission every day professionally. St. Mary's has a lovely
wow.
mission and core values that we get to follow, so I'm truly blessed.
Great. You can't beat that.
Well, you got
when
that
you're
right.
doing something you love, it
yeah.
sure makes it a lot better.
You know, Mark, you and I both were able to do something we loved as we were police
yep.
officers, and it makes it so much better and easier to be thankful when you're doing something you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Even on a bad day.
Yeah, even on a radio show.
You know
show.
You did it. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, this I just saw, I think yesterday or yeah, I think it was yesterday, two tours of new employees going through the buildings.
We did.
Wow, how many?
Two big groups. Usually we average around 30 to 40 colleagues in our new colleague orientations. And I also have one other thing to be thankful.
Oh.
I just learned from Decatur Public Schools that St. Mary's has the largest number of intern requests of any
wow.
of the businesses
oh, good.
In
awesome.
The community this year.
Isn't
so we're
awesome?
Really excited about the interns that want to be part of St. Mary's.
Yep. Well, homegrown.
And Dave was just telling Dan Perryman how grateful we are to be colleagues. I mean, we're treated so wonderfully here by everybody, and we're just kind of volunteer. You know, we stumble in once a week and record a show, and I'm thankful that I'm not horizontal, because every time I am, it's in this building, this particular hospital. So, but we appreciate it. And Denise,
you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Come back
to you.
Come
as
back
well.
And see us sometime.
Take care. Okay.
Thanks.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Bev. Bev, tell us what you do for St. Mary's.
I am the interim manager of the emergency room.
Whoa. Yes. Okay, that's a big job now.
Yes, it is.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been interim for a few months, but I've been at St. Mary's for 25
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're a familiar face.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
yep.
here
many
last
times.
60 years. Yes, many times. Usually horizontal.
She probably took this part in sewing us up a time or two.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well,
over
know,
the
you
years.
You did look familiar.
Yeah. Well, let me show you my scar. Now you might recognize that. Bev, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Just
please.
Family, friends, my health,
ah,
my family's health.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be in a really great place right now.
Yeah, Dave was just pointing out that family seems to be a popular theme.
God and family.
Yep,
exactly.
God and family, that's right.
Faith
yep.
and family.
Got to have
well,
both.
Thanks, Beth, for
all right,
coming
well, thank
by.
You.
And you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
From
have
the cradle
day.
And the convert.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, look who we have here.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to pull the microphone yeah. and stand up.
You sure she knows this is only like an hour show?
Here comes my good friend. My very good friend, Debbie Seitz. Debbie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us what you're thankful. Well, first of all, tell us what you do.
Okay. I am Executive Director of Philanthropy for St. Mary's Hospital.
And that means you collect donations of money.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
You hear that, folks?
Yep.
St. Mary's Foundation.
That's right. You can divide your money up between the Catholic radio station and St. Mary's if you want
oh,
to.
Did you
see?
Hear that?
See
oh,
how generous I'm being.
My gosh. I'm going to break a sweat, I think.
Yeah, go get Jim, see what
this
he thinks.
This is the most anybody's cared about us so far. Debbie, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, we're always thankful for family and friends, of course. But I am so thankful for my job here
yes.
at St. Mary's. I love it here. I feel like it's an honor and a privilege every day when I come to work.
And isn't it great when you're doing something you like, even on a bad day? It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Everything I do impacts our patients, so it's wonderful. Almost makes me cry when I pull up in the morning. It's
oh
just,
my.
It is.
I used to
seriously,
do that when
it's
I
such
went
a
to
good
work every day.
Well, yeah,
it was
for a different reason.
And Debbie, isn't there something special going on with the with your group next week here
yes,
at the hospital?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. We are having a star lighting ceremony. Probably most people recognize have seen the star on top of the hospital. So we're going to be selling lights on the star okay. in remembrance or in honor of loved ones.
Yeah.
So the star lighting ceremony will be the 8th. Deadline for getting names to us will be the 4th of December.
Okay. And is there a minimum for a star?
We're suggesting a $50 donation,
oh, okay.
but any amount is fine.
Okay.
We're not going to turn anyone away.
Well, of course
what
not.
Number can
nope.
we, what number can we yeah. call to reserve one of those? Again?
You can call me at 464-5590.
464-59
or 55.
Oh, just a second, folks.
464-5590.
Okay,
to get a light in memory of one of your loved ones
absolutely.
On top of the hospital.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving to
Thank you.
You.
Same to you.
Thanks for coming by.
Sure.
Now here's somebody near and dear to our hearts. This is our. What's your official title, Ann?
Clerical Support Assistant for WDCR.
All right, Angie.
Executive Assistant's what I call her.
Executive
Thank you.
Assistant.
I have a promotion.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Because he's considering you.
You're the executive assistant to the cradle and the convert.
Thank you, Dave.
That's called patience, love, charity, faith, hope, you know. And tell us what you're thankful for.
I am thankful for the gift of friendships and the gift of time and the gift to nurture those friendships. I'm thankful for God's creation, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything beneath it.
Great.
Thank you.
What a super, super.
Thank you. And we're thankful for the cradle and the convert.
Oh, yeah. I knew somebody'd plug us. Too bad it had to be our executive assistant.
Well, my wife would have come and said how thankful she is that I'm gone several
Out of the house,
yeah.
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 I'm always thankful when this is done.
Thankful for St. Mary's Hospital.
Yes,
yes.
Boy, they are the best. They are so generous and gracious to us.
Well, Ann, you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming up and visiting.
Thank you. We appreciate the listeners.
Yes, we do.
For real.
Looky here.
Who we got, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know. Who we got?
Hi, I'm Laura Sechrist.
Hi, Laura. Tell us what you do at St. Mary's.
I'm Executive Director of Outpatient Services.
So that's like...
lab, radiology, anybody that's coming in for outpatient testing, we're going to touch them.
Yeah, well, I've been touched many times here over the years.
All right.
We've done that with love and care.
Yes, always. Tell us what you're thankful for this year.
Oh, gosh, I am thankful for my beautiful family, for my health, and for my job, which provides me with independence.
Great.
That's not, yeah, that is important.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. When you love what you do, it makes it easier.
I love what I do. It's a great place to work. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Well, thank you, Laura.
Thanks
for
joining
us. And seeing us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, and to you as well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome.
Okay, Shonda, tell us what you're thankful for. First of all, tell us what you do here.
I actually just started yesterday.
Oh, one of the people I saw on the tour.
Yes, gift shop facilitator.
Oh, awesome. Ooh. Okay, so you work with a lot of volunteers.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, make sure you check about that employee discount.
Yeah. I'll go get to that later. Edit that part out. Tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, Shonda.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thankful for my husband and my family and a new job, and we just moved to the area from Minnesota, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I thought I heard a little Minnesota in your talk there. You got snow up there yet?
Actually, we were just up there last weekend, and they didn't have any yet.
Yeah.
So, but I know a snowstorm kind of blew through Iowa and that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's about 12 feet up there from what I saw in the news.
I sure hope not. We have a house to sell up there.
Oh, really? Well, you may be able to see the smoke. I think it's even got the chimney covered from what I saw in the news. Good grief. Well, Shonda, thanks for stopping by and talking to us. You have a great Thanksgiving, will you?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's somebody else sneaking up on you, Mark.
I see somebody else sneaking up on me. She sneaks up on me at Mass. She sits over where she can keep an eye on me each week.
Good. Now, she's busy then.
Yes. She is. Come on up here, young lady. Jerry, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. Well, first of all, what do you do here anymore?
I am the Director of Property Management at St. Mary's, so I manage our physician office buildings and work with the doctors on setting up the leases and keeping the buildings renovated. And
So you're a moneymaker, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, I try. I try.
Well, they all look great, I'll tell you
I try
you
to bring in more than I spend on keeping the buildings maintained.
Yeah, we need to have a talk. I've never figured out how to do that. Bring in more than I spend. I've been a headache my whole life. Jerry, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, I am on the Catholic Charities Board.
Yeah.
So I am very thankful for all of the community and everyone who participated in the annual food drive, because that helps stock our food pantry
and
feed lots of people in the community who need it.
Great. Well, bless your heart. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
We appreciate you stopping in, and you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. See you at Mass this weekend.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
How about right behind you there? You got Father Nick walking, here comes Father Nick. He's being forced over in front of them.
I'm not sure, Father,
man,
you
a few
are
words.
Right there. It looked like you were being drug against your will over here.
No.
No, are you okay?
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
Well, we were concerned. You know, the two cops, we were getting ready to jump in there.
No, I don't think I need anybody dragging me to be thankful.
Oh, no. You know, probably not. No, well, tell us what you're thankful for, Father.
Well, I think two things stand out. First of all, I think I'm very grateful for God's faithfulness. To know that He's a God who never leaves, a God who loves me for who I truly am. I cannot be thankful more than that, and I cannot find anything more worth my gratitude than that. And the second one, very related to that, is I'm also thankful for the challenging times that He allows me to go through, because they really invite me to gain deeper awareness of myself, but at the same time also remind me of what great heights stored for me if I respond properly to His invitation. So those are the things that I'm grateful for. Thank you so much for this
opportunity.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Father Nick.
You got a jubilee coming up.
December 3rd, is it?
Yes, December 3rd is the Thanksgiving Mass that I will be saying here at St. Mary's, and we're inviting people to come and join that. And I'm very honored to have that. Yes, 11:30 in the chapel.
Great.
Thank you so much.
We're all anxious for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Father. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Each day, the world is blessed by the heroic dedication of Holy Catholic priests serving in our parishes and religious orders, in nursing homes and hospitals, and as military chaplains around the world. Since the secular culture is often quick to criticize Catholic priests, it's so important for us to offer our prayers and gratitude for the countless holy Catholic priests who serve humanity with courageous virtue and dedication to Jesus and the gospel. EncouragePriests.org was launched by the Catholic media apostolate CatholicsComeHome.org during the Year for Priests to support our priests and promote vocations. By visiting EncouragePriests.org, you'll be able to help the priests in your life through spiritual bouquets, written or video greetings, and collar-holler e-cards. Let's pray daily for our seminarians, priests, bishops, and our Holy Father who bring us the sacraments and help guide our path to heaven. Thank you for joining us in this apostolic mission of EncouragePriests.org and CatholicsComeHome.org.
Carla. I have Carla here. Tell us what you do at St. Mary's.
I am one of the spiritual care providers at St. Mary's.
Oh, awesome. Okay, how long have you been doing that?
I've been at St. Mary's for about 2 years.
All right. Tell us what you're thankful for this year at Thanksgiving, Carla.
I am very thankful for my children and my family. I had a birthday yesterday, and it really brings back home just being thankful for life and relationships and those special moments that we have every day. So that's what I'm
Great.
Thankful for.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming by.
Okay.
Spending a minute with us. I know you're busy.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Oh, great. We love it too.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hello.
Hello. Here we go. We got Donna with us from St. Mary's.
Donna,
step up. Tell us what you do.
I work in guest relations. I work a lot with the volunteers. And gift shop, front desk, a little bit of everything.
Well, I guess you must be like the guy at the circus spinning plates.
Yeah.
One starts wobbling, you got to run to the other end and come back. Donna, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for my health and my family and friends.
All right. I can't think of too much better than that.
Yep. My dad's going to be turning 85 years old, and he doesn't take any medication.
Oh, my gosh, isn't
and
that something?
I'm God blessed bless to have him.
That's why they call him the greatest generation.
Amen.
Yep.
I'm just
right.
hoping they don't get me on more than the 20 I'm on here at 61.
Well, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Donna.
Thanks,
Thanks
Donna.
For talking
uh-huh.
to us.
Bye-bye.
You need somebody. We used to go for car rides together.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I'm on edit there.
Oh, yeah, take that out.
Yeah, no, our
you didn't tell me we were live.
Not like that,
yeah.
or they might not
yeah,
understand.
Probably not. All right, now I've got Patrice Hunt, who is our
PSR.
Yeah, PSR. I was trying to think, Parish School of Religion. Yes. I was trying to think what it stood for. Mm-hmm. At Holy Family. And
I'm a chaplain here.
And a chaplain here at St. Mary's. Tell us how long you've been doing that.
I've been a chaplain for about 2.5 years.
2.5 years, okay. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, Patrice?
Oh, I'm thankful for faith.
Mm-hmm.
For family, for friends, especially for the staff here at St. Mary's. They have just welcomed me with open arms, and I just really have enjoyed working with them.
It's not the first time we've heard that.
I bet
so many
not.
Employees and volunteers have come up here and talked about how grateful they are for how they're made a part of the family here.
Absolutely.
So that's great.
Yep.
Super.
Yep.
Patrice,
yep.
thanks
Thank
for
you.
coming
thanks.
By
have
and
a great,
speaking with us.
Yeah.
Good to see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you too. Good to see
right.
you. Have
Bye-bye.
A beautiful
thanks,
Thanksgiving.
Patrice.
Thanks. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah. Oh, look here. We've got one of our colleagues, Dave. It's Mr. Gary Birchbach, who
Hi, Gary.
Is owner, along with son Andy, of how many McDonald's here?
We got three restaurants.
Three
here.
Restaurants
yeah,
here.
And a great underwriter of WDCR.
Yes, he is.
Radio.
And a board member, a member of our board.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Yeah, what brings you in here?
Well, when I heard that I could join you on the air,
oh.
that's an offer I can't refuse.
Oh, my. Get a hold of behavioral health. Have them send a cart down while I'm holding him here.
I have
now.
A low threshold for thrills.
Yeah, apparently so. Gary, tell us what you're thankful
oh,
for
know,
this Thanksgiving.
You know, just like everybody. It's about relationships,
yeah.
right? So you start with the boss,
yeah.
my lovely wife,
oh, yeah.
Laura, my 5 children and 13 grandkids. And then, you know, we live in such a great community. All the friendships that you develop and relationships.
Yep.
gosh, you know, this could probably fill another half hour if you had to name all the names.
Get his name a number.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We may need him someday.
No, it's just, yeah, life is good.
It is good, isn't
Living
it?
Living large in Decatur.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
Well, Gary, isn't it nice that the radio station now, we have the ability to bring the show and broadcasts out, you know, into the lobby of St. Mary's and do our own show and we thank the board and you and the underwriters
for
all that. It's just it's a real blessing. It's the new evangelization.
It is.
I joined not too far from the inception. I think Dave and Jim were kind of the straws that stirred the drink, and it's been a very rewarding commitment toward the board and toward WDCR and the fundraising. It's been very rewarding. So. I consider it a privilege.
Well, we certainly appreciate you.
Well, thanks,
we're thankful,
Gary.
For you, Gary.
Appreciate you coming by this all morning right, and spending a few minutes. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yep, same to you, fellas.
God bless
happy
you, Gary.
Thanksgiving. You bet.
Thank
Take care.
You. Thanks. Good morning. We've got Ella.
Ella,
you tell us what you do at St. Mary's and how long you've been here.
I'm a volunteer here at St. Mary's, and I've only been here for 2 months.
Only 2 months?
Two
well,
months,
you look right
yes.
at home. You well, could have fooled me.
I am. I am at home and thankful.
Ella, tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for being saved. I'm thankful for
the
Lord and Savior Jesus
Amen.
Christ, who died on the cross for me.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me with good health and strength. I thank God for my family, my children, my grandchildren, and I have a great-grandson that I truly do thank God for. And I just thank God. I have so many things that I could say that I thank the Lord for the day. But I'm thankful for everything, just thankful for what all the things God has done for me, my life.
Isn't that beautiful?
God bless you, Ella.
Thank you
so much for taking time to come and stop by and talk to us today.
Oh,
and you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and same to you.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Look who I got here.
It's another one of our former guests on
yes,
the Cradle
it
of the
is.
Convert.
It's my good friend and parish mate at Holy Family, Miss Kim Amsalem, and co-owner of Dawson & Wyckoff Funeral Homes here in Decatur.
Yeah, another underwriter.
Yep, and also a former guest on one of the best shows we ever put on, buddy.
That's absolutely right.
Kim, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Great. Tell us what you're thankful for this year.
We are thankful for health.
Yes, indeed.
We are thankful for 3 healthy children and for this amazing community that we are blessed to serve.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better than this, does it?
No, it does not. Thankful for this warm fall that we've just had.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Isn't thankful.
Yep. And Clara.
Clara.
And Clara's well now. She
yes.
took a little bout there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
The miracle baby.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, we're thankful for that, and that our prayers were part of that, too.
Yep.
Yes, amen.
Yep. And Bruno and Amelia and Nick, you tell them all we said happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your families
Thanks
as well.
Thanks for coming by, Kim. We
yeah,
appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks, Kim. God bless.
God bless you, too.
All right. Her name, another
Mark?
Parish
nice
mate here.
You. Nice to see you.
Lori Cairns. How are you?
I'm well, thank
what
you.
What are you
very
doing
well.
Here, Lori?
Oh, one of my players is here getting some good health care at St. Mary's. So,
good.
Yeah, yeah. But she's going to be just fine,
okay.
Thanks to the folks out here.
Nothing
for sure.
Serious.
Nope, not too serious.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell us what you're doing now.
Right now?
No,
I'm
not right now. I know you're standing here with this
yeah,
goon.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio, but
yeah.
I mean, normally you're still at Millikan?
I'm still at Millikan,
okay.
30th year at
yeah.
Millikan, my alma mater. Decatur is home for me now and my family. We're all here and very thankful for that, and getting ready to head up tonight and play a basketball game before I send my team safely home to celebrate with their families and friends.
Great. That sounds terrific.
I know. Yeah, it is.
So,
a lot of big things going on out at Millikan
That's
these
what I'm
days.
Thinking. So, what are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking about that in the elevator coming down. The thing I think I'm the most thankful for is people who are brave. And huh? and what I mean by that is brave to do the right thing, brave to protect our country, brave to take care of their families, brave to make the right decisions even when nobody's looking. You know, you have to be brave in order to survive this world that we live in, both internationally and right here. So, you know, health and family and all those things are important. But in order to achieve those, I think you have to be brave enough to do the right thing every day, day in and day out, Mark. So You know, very, very thankful for that and for those folks who are brave. But you mentioned out at Milliken. There is a lot of cool stuff happening out at Milliken, and for that I am also thankful. It's a great place that has educated and made a difference in a lot of people's lives and in this community. So very much like St. Mary's and very much like Decatur Catholic Radio, I think Milliken is one of the steadfast holds here in the community, and we want to continue to do good works. Good to see you all. Yeah. I wish to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving,
well,
thank
you, Lori,
for your service and being
same
brave.
To you.
Yeah,
and
good.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of the day to come talk to us.
It's That's a beautiful great. Day for sure.
All right.
So take care,
we'll
Mark.
Pray for your player.
Well, looky here. Michael Slade, this is my nephew. He's related to another guy that's a co-host of this show. Michael, what brings you to St. Mary's today?
Well, I was told that I would have the privilege of being on The Cradle and the Convert.
Oh, so you got inside information, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, man, I've got to find out where the leak is.
I don't know.
This is incredible. I don't know. We'll interrogate him later. Michael, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, I've been doing some thinking on it, and I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my faith, and probably most importantly, my new wife, Katie. We got married about a week and a half ago.
A lovely little flower, ladies and gentlemen. I was there.
Yep, I'm the proud new father-in-law.
Yeah, how about that?
Yep, it was a beautiful wedding, and
it was
you
great.
Certainly ought to be thankful for that great set of in-laws. My gosh.
Oh, yeah, the Henkels. Are they a dynamite family?
Yeah.
Terrific people.
I don't think
wonderful
I could have asked for any better, tell you what.
Nope, you surely couldn't have. Wow, and Michael, you're also a firefighter for Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah, on the injured reserve list, as it may be right now, but yes, that is correct.
Well, that happens to firefighters. Folks don't realize. They get hurt just like the cops do out there doing their job. Well, thanks for stopping by, Michael, and have a happy Thanksgiving, and tell Katie, give her our love.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate being on the show.
Awesome.
Love what you're doing.
All right, see you, bud.
Bye.
Mark, while we're waiting here for some more thankful people, I want to thank the underwriters of this station. These are people that sponsor a show, like Go Ask Your Father or whatever you have. And they actually give us funding to put on these shows. You know, we're non-commercial, so
exactly.
We can't advertise for them, but they can underwrite, and we can tell people that they underwrite. And our underwriters at the current time, Amanda Giles from Country Financial, Dawson and Wyckoff Funeral Home, Miles Chevrolet, McDonald's, Gary was just here.
Yes, he was.
Moran and Goble and Graceland Fairlawn, ProMax, Big John at ProMax, and Team Soy, which is J.L. Hubbard and Soy Capital Bank. And we're always looking for other underwriters. You know, our show doesn't have an underwriter.
Hey,
nobody has underwritten our show.
An idea.
We could search out for an underwriter, but we certainly are thankful for the generous underwriting that these people do to help keep us on the air. Again, listener supported. These underwriters are listeners to the show. They're supporters of the station. They come to the dinner. Without them, this would be very, very difficult.
And it's important for our listeners to also know, Dave, that donations to Relevant Radio also come back to us.
Right, a portion.
A
of
portion.
It.
A portion, yeah. Not all of it, but a portion.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
We hope you've enjoyed us broadcasting from out here in the lobby of St. Mary's Hospital. And just as a reminder, this week in the mail, you may receive our annual Christmas appeal, which is one of the few fundraisers we conduct each year. We don't interrupt programming to make our appeal, so you can still listen to your favorite shows on Relevant Radio. Therefore, we depend on you, our listeners, to support our ministry. First, we ask for continued prayer for the success of WDCR. We ask that you prayerfully consider if you can support us financially with a gift to our Christmas appeal. And that way we can continue to bring you the best in Catholic radio programming right here on 88.9. And our new what's it called?
Translator.
Translator. Why do I always want to say repeater?
I don't
know. It's 96.5 FM. So you can catch us on 88.9 and 96.5 FM.
And if you're in the south end of town, you may want to switch to 96.5.
And downtown. It's much clearer
yes.
downtown.
Yes, it is.
Downtown, too. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap us up here with a prayer.
Okay.
And this is from the United States Catholic Council's Council of Catholic Bishops. Thanksgiving prayer. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the goodness of our people and for the spirit of justice that fills this nation. We thank you for the beauty and fullness of the land and the challenge of the cities. We thank you for our work and our rest, for one another and for our homes. We thank you, Lord. Accept our thanksgiving this day. We pray and give thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and
the
Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, next week, Father Brian Alford will be our guest. We're going to talk about vocations right here in our diocese, and he's the director of it. If you saw your Catholic Times a couple weeks ago, you saw pictures of all of those that are in the seminary, and we're going to find out how's he doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
23 of them, Mark.
You talk about a magician.
Yep.
I want to know how this is happening.
All right. Well, listen, God bless you all. Thanks for everybody that stopped by, told us what they're thankful for. And for the Cradle and the Convert, I'm Dave Slade.
And I'm Mark Bartholomew.
Good night.
Be good night.
Our show ran a little long tonight because we had so many people giving thanks. We now return you to programming from Relevant Radio in Progress.